And welcome back. For most of us, Columbus Day is a holiday we have observed all of our lives. It honors, of course, Christopher Columbus for his discovery of America. But there is a move afoot to abandon Columbus Day per se in favor of a day honoring all famous American explorers, to include people whose work led to new discovery, people like Lewis and Clark, George Washington Carver, Amelia Earhart, and others. It would be called Exploration Day. Joining me to talk about the idea are two men sponsoring that notion, Carl Frank and Tom Deal. Each is described, that is, as a science enthusiast, and they are distributing a petition to have Columbus Day rededicated as Exploration Day. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what have you got against Columbus?
Well, Columbus Day has never been a holiday that I've really celebrated in my lifetime, and I found out pretty early some of the reasons why. He just wasn't the kind of character that I felt like celebrating. Plus, Missouri doesn't give schools off, and you know it's never really been a holiday for us per se. So, although I never had really thought about a reason or a good thing to replace Columbus Day with until the recent passing of Neil Armstrong, so he just. It was originally made a holiday by FDR back in 39, I believe it was. And, as our partner, Dr. Wright, who isn't here right now, said that, you know, when we have a federal holiday, it needs to be a day that everybody celebrates regardless of their background or political orientation. And we don't think that Columbus Day fits that bill.
That is Carl Frank you've just been hearing from. We'll turn to Tom Deal now. What is it about the death of Neil Armstrong that gave you that eureka moment?
Well, I think it was basically what the president said about Neil Armstrong, about how his achievement of setting foot on the moon inspired all Americans. And you know, if you look at American history, it is a history of exploration, of research, of daring, of, you know, going further and, trying to make the world a better place, through that curiosity and that drive. And so we were just, thinking, well, we need to recapture some of that exploration spirit that made America great. And this seemed like a prime opportunity.
You both have science backgrounds, if you will. Is this an attempt to get more scientists and more discoverers of that ilk into the program, into the Exploration Day?
Yeah, we feel like there's kind of a an optimism deficit in a lot of ways, and the way that optimism has always been increased in the past has been an interest in general knowledge. And we believe that the basic human spirit, inside of all humanity, we're all explorers in our own ways. We're always looking over the next horizon. We think that two of the things that are essential to the future of America is scientific literacy and historical literacy, really. And to know, where we came from is the best way to know where you're going. And so, we think that Exploration Day is the perfect day to have a day of optimism for the future and what we can accomplish when we all do it together. That's another reason. It's another thing about Armstrong was that, it was a team effort from the taxpayers all the way up to the scientists to the, all the way to him being the guy that set foot on the moon. So,
Tom, what is involved in getting this changed? I mean, it's not an easy task.
No, it's not an easy thing. To change a federal holiday would take an act of Congress. But I think our first steps are similar to how they came about with the recognition of Columbus Day. It started on a small scale and grew with some persistence on part of a couple individuals who wanted to, recognize Columbus. So we've started a petition on the White House website. They have an opportunity for citizens to create petitions and get signatures called We the People. And so we wrote up a petition that, asked the president to consider rededicating Columbus Day as Exploration Day.
He could do that with a stroke of the pen.
Well, he could pass or sign a resolution to that effect, to honor all explorers and, inspire young people. if Congress wanted to change it from being officially Columbus Day to Exploration Day, that it would take a lot more. But I think our first step is to get people to take some pride in American history and all the things that were accomplished by people who took risk and
I get the point. Well, you're asking a lot if you're asking the president and Congress to get together on anything these days. But we'll see how all of that works out. I have the language here, at least part of the petition. It says, we propose that Columbus Day be rededicated as Exploration Day, for the true American spirit is about achieving the impossible through exploration, scientific research, innovation, and creativity. America continues to inspire the dreamers, the courageous, the adventurers, and the resolute to reach farther, to build greater, and to strive to make America that more perfect union. That's what folks will find on the White House website.
That's correct.
But you have a deadline. Carl, you have a deadline for achieving 25,000 signatures.
Yeah, as of for this particular petition, in which we kind of threw this whole idea together at the last minute, we got 8 days left to get 25,000 signatures. And it's not like your typical change.org or moveon.org petition where you fill out a form and hit submit and you're done. It's a little bit more of a laborious process. So it takes a lot, a little more effort. You need to spend 5 minutes to fill out the petition, and it's so we got 8 days, 25,000 signatures, but even still, we feel pretty good about the groundwork that's been laid.
Why 25,000? Why not 50,000? Why not 15,000?
Well, I think when they started the process, it started with 10,000, and just about everything was getting through. So, and they, I don't know if they had that, two-level account management that they're doing now. So, I think it's just a first level vetting that they do in order to get it to the White House. They want to make it more difficult. So, yeah. And it is a little difficult.
I understand. Did you want to add something, Tom? You look like you're getting ready to.
I think, Carl, hit the nail on the head. And, other things we've been discussing is, maybe going to Mayor Slay or County Executive Dooley and see if they would look at maybe on the local level having Columbus designated as Exploration Day, because if you look at St. Louis history, it was the hub of exploration in the 18th and 19th century, and in the 20th century, we were heavily involved in making advancements in the automotive industry, the aviation industry, and aerospace. You had Charles Lindbergh. You also have people like Peter Raven, who is an explorer. He's made a name for himself in the sciences.
This is a holiday, Columbus Day, if you will. It's a holiday that is very close to the heart of Italian Americans. I think probably they were as much behind having it designated as not. Are you getting any backlash from people from this community or others that just say, we don't want any part of this?
Yeah, that's the primary source of any backlash that we've received. And we kind of compare it to Washington's birthday, which is the actual federal holiday, is Washington's birthday. But in Missouri, we celebrated as President's Day. And so, by not having it be Neil Armstrong Day, which was the original intention, and making it Exploration Day, you, by all means, can still celebrate and do what you do for Columbus. And just like the Germans have Oktoberfest and they celebrate their cultural heritage.
We should make it clear, you are not excluding Columbus from the list of people who might
absolutely
be
not
honored.
No,
on that
he was actually, day. By all accounts, an excellent explorer. He definitely knew how to sail west. So.
Well, he was a great sailor. There's no question about that. But let me just read you an email. And Peter and Florissant, hang on. We have a phone call from him. I'm going to take him in a moment. But we have, this is Stephanie on Facebook wrote today. Not only did he leave a cruel legacy, but it's one more slap in the face of Native Americans to say that the fact that they had been living here for thousands of years really doesn't count because the white man wasn't here. I appreciate the importance of explorers, but I don't think we need to create a holiday to honor them. Why wouldn't we have a holiday to honor every other group of people? I'm actually for removing the holiday altogether. So giveth and taketh away here from Stephanie. But Columbus's background is perhaps not fully appreciated by many. He was a good sailor, but there are some black marks on his legacy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's three states that don't even recognize it at all, one being South Dakota that's changed it to either Indigenous People Day or Native American Day, and Hawaii and Alaska don't celebrate, and 22 states don't celebrate with days off for their employees. So it's become – and in most businesses, our partner Dr. Wright's business has taken that holiday off their calendar too. They switched it to Veterans Day, I think it was. So
Well, we have Peter in Florissant, whom I mentioned a moment ago, has yet another date, I think, in mind. Peter, go ahead and thank you for waiting.
Thank you, Don. And I have to tell you before I give my comment, you are a real asset to St. Louis with your interview expertise.
Thank you.
And to honor the efforts of Neil Armstrong and all the other trailblazers is certainly commendable. The question I have is, why do your guests find it necessary to demean Columbus, appropriate his holiday, and ignore the historical fact that his coming to the Western Hemisphere changed the future relationship of Europe and of this part of the world, having more advantageous and beneficial consequences than adverse ones, of course, depending on your perspective? Perhaps they could celebrate Exploration Day on the day Neil Armstrong stepped on the moon, July 21st, or the third Monday in July, or whenever they wish, just so they don't have to debase one accomplishment in order to enhance the others. Plus, we could always use another picnic day in the summertime. So thanks for taking my call, and I'll take my response off the air.
You want to? Okay. Well, first of all, I think there's a realization in our minds that, you know, getting any kind of federal holiday is going to be difficult. If you look at how long it took for the nation to formalize Martin Luther King Day, and that's where you had a number of states that actually dropped a holiday and picked that one up because a lot of employers don't want to give another holiday to their workers because it affects their bottom line. And as Carl said, you know, we wouldn't necessarily exclude Columbus from the Exploration Day idea. And the Facebook comment about Native Americans, from my own standpoint, I consider them explorers as well because, you know, they came 20,000 plus years ago across the Bering Strait and then settled the whole continent, two continents. And, of course, you also have the Polynesians who explored the Pacific, many thousands of years ago using celestial navigation to find their way to these little tiny specks all around, the Pacific. So we want to have a more inclusive day as opposed to a day that would, just limit itself to one individual.
You know, one of the driving forces behind the Martin Luther King holiday was Stevie Wonder. Mm-hmm. He lobbied very, very hard and was very successful in making that happen. Other people involved, too, of course. But you guys are no Stevie Wonder. I mean, you're a couple of guys in St. Louis trying to make this happen. This has got to be an uphill climb.
It is, but we have gotten some national press with the limited resources. And like I said, we just threw this together at the last minute. We were on the front page of Wired.com by Jeffrey Marlowe. His article in Red Elaine from Wired.com also published an article in support of this. And we've got several national scientists that are definitely said that they would be in support of it if contacted by the press. So the big thing, I think, is that Europe was ripe for John Cabot and Amerigo Vespucci came right after Columbus, back to the other question. And mm-hmm. So it was really just a matter of time, and he kind of stumbled on it accidentally. Neil Armstrong knew where he was going. And whenever you actually look at the actual history now of Christopher Columbus, we just think that it's not a day that it should be an American holiday. So.
Right. We have an email here, which I'll read part of. I already mentioned that Indigenous Peoples Day is a holiday in some places. But this writer says, I myself would keep Columbus Day. Recalling him recalls the whole of our history, both the glory and the daring and the cruelty and exploitation. I don't want either part forgotten. Exploration Day only recalls the first part. Indigenous Peoples Day, only the second.
Yeah, there are several explorers. When you look at all the great explorers like Lewis and Clark, they had Native American guides. They wouldn't have been able to do what they did without Sacagawea, however you want to pronounce her name anymore. It's true. You don't want to go back and forget your history. It's similar to with the recent publishing of Huckleberry Finn, where they take out the words in there that would be offensive to modern day Americans. So. And they were offensive, and you don't want to forget that people acted that way. But the real Christopher Columbus still isn't taught in the history books, you know. So, and it's just kind of abandoned. It's kind of, you know, ignored and pushed under the table. And if people realized what kind of person he really was in his own writing, it's not like somebody said we're going to reinvent history. It's his own, in his own hand, his own writing, how he treated the people that he came upon, you know. He would be considered an evil man by today's standards, I think.
I don't think there's any question about that. I've mentioned to a few folks around here that there's a new biography out, the Four Voyages of Columbus, and it really is an eye-opener in terms of what he was really up to during this during these four voyages, and his only interest really was in finding gold and subjugating the indigenous people.
Right. Well, and he never denied until the day he died that he had discovered China, so or a western route to China. So, I mean,
well, he didn't even discover America, really.
Yeah,
if you want
exactly.
to be technical about it,
right.
I think he got as far north as Cuba, mm-hmm. and thought at that particular time that he was hot on Marco Polo's heels,
yeah.
and that he was in fact there in China.
Yeah.
Okay, what happens now, guys? You've got a couple of days, 8 days left to mm-hmm. get your 25,000 signatures. What happens if you do, and what happens if you don't get those signatures?
Well, like I said, started to get to earlier, with the limited amount of resources that we've had, we were on the front page of AOL.com. We also got some coverage from Wired.com. We got some nationwide scientists that are interested. So we think we're going to just chug forward. And this time, you know, instead of trying to just shoot from the hip, we're going to, you know, continue to build our foundation and do what we can and maybe do what Tom had said, you know, start locally and still continue to build a nationwide, that we can verify that people from 48 states have signed this petition, at least. So the only two that we don't know are North Dakota and South Dakota. So, you know, we think we've got a movement at hand. There's a lot of people. You know, every movement, everything for change has 1,000 fathers. There's a lot of different reasons why people want to get rid of Columbus Day. And so we're gonna kind of kindle all that and keep going.
Tom, how do you verify those signatures? I mean, they're out there in cyberspace
right.
somewhere.
Well, that's the White House's job to verify the signatures, and that's why they do have a two-step process to make sure that the person who's signing the petition is legit. You know, we only get updates as far as, you know, a first name and a last initial and where they're from if they choose to put that they had signed the petition. We get a update periodically as to how many people have signed and how many we still have to go. If we were to get to 25,000 signatures at that point, the White House would have to, you know, craft a response to the idea. Personally, I think President Obama, you know, who is quite an enthusiast about science and exploration, a Trekkie, would probably have an interest in doing something like this, because he does want to inspire, you know, young people especially to get involved in science and exploration.
He also wants the Italian-American vote, and I suspect he wouldn't do anything until after November 6th.
Well, yeah. that's a possibility as well.
We only have about 30 seconds left. What about funding this thing? Are you spending any money to get this done?
Very limited. Only the money is just for web hosting and a lot of my time and a lot of Tom's time and that. But, you know, we may, after this, you know, consider if there is enough of a groundswell, we may look into trying to come up with some other ways for some funding so that we can get the word out better.
Okay. Well, let us know. Keep us posted how well you do. And
eight
or 9 days from now, maybe you can let us know.
I just wanted to say explorationdayusa.org if you want to find out more information.
I was just about to say that we have a link to that website on our website at sdopublicradio.org. So folks can learn more and also find out how they can sign that petition if they choose to.
Absolutely.
Tom Deal and Carl Frank, thank you so much for being with us. Good luck in your efforts.
Thank you.
It's been fun to talk about it. We'll see where it goes.
Absolutely.
Thank you much.
Thank you. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk about the plight of the homeless in St. Louis and efforts to get them into permanent housing. And we'll also talk about the support that Project COPE provides to help ex-offenders make the transition from prison to self-sufficiency. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at sdlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.